Hello, and welcome to ASMR Tirar de Huevo. Are you hoping to calm your mind, relax your body, or experience ASMR? Dr. Andrew Michaels is here to help you. We appreciate the support of all of our followers. If you would like to support this podcast directly, please look for our PayPal link in the episode description.
Good morning, everyone. It's been a long time since I've sat down and talked to everybody in one of my podcasts. My name is Dr. Andrew Michaels, and I am here to help you. Now, today, I want to talk about you. That's right. I don't want to talk about me. You guys, all of you, girls and boys listening to this, listening to my voice, you all know me pretty well. But I don't know all of you very well at all. So, what we want to talk about today is getting to know all of you better. And you know how you do that? Oh, it's so simple. You do that by listening. Mm-hmm. That's right. I know. Oh, what a miracle announcement. You just listen to people to get to know them better? Wow, you're a genius. Let me explain. A lot of times, when people try to get to know you, they make you feel like they're judging you or forming an opinion. They give you looks, they roll their eyes, they look down like they're ashamed of whatever you're telling them. They look disinterested. They just in general look bored or laissez-faire about the whole thing. And that's very unfair and very unfortunate. When people try to open up and tell somebody about themselves, it's important that the other person or other parties give them their full attention and listen. Don't ask stupid questions. Don't make bold statements. Don't try to psychoanalyze the whole thing. Just listen. Sometimes that's all somebody needs, is a kind person to listen. Now, sadly, I have really experienced that lately with a lot of friends. And for those close friends of mine listening right now, and I know you're out there, I kind of feel like I wasn't being the best listener. Maybe I was talking too much. Maybe I was telling you too much about myself. And I should have sat and listened to you instead. And what brought me to this realization was I had a recent conversation with a friend, and they just wanted to talk about something. And they have no idea how badly I just wanted to listen. I wanted to hear any other story out there from any human being on the planet than what I was having going on in my own head. I've had some recent bad fortune and bad luck with my family. We had a couple recent deaths in the family, and it was not something I really want to talk about or divulge at this time. The point is, I just wanted to get outside of my own head for even 5 minutes and listen to somebody else talk, somebody else tell me their truth and their story. And I got news for you. It wasn't a great, fun, fanciful story. It was a tough story to hear. But you know what? I really was grateful. Not because, oh, I'm so glad I'm talking about somebody else's problems other than my own. No, it really made me remember that we all have a part to play in humanity. And that moment in time, I was giving of myself. As frustrated and angry and low as I felt inside, I felt a strange sense of not pride, but I don't know what word to use because it sounds weird. I just felt good that I was helping someone instead of feeling freaking sorry for myself. Instead of being stuck in my own head, like I said, and playing my problems and my situations of the last couple weeks over and over and over in my head, I got outside of that and I said, you know, wow, this is really heavy what I'm hearing. And here is someone that's just aching to get it off their chest and just needs somebody to listen and not be a judgmental prick for one time in their life. That's all they're asking for. That's all they freaking needed, was just someone to listen. And I felt honored. Now, that is a true statement. I felt honored that they felt safe divulging this issue with me and making me a part of their life. Asking me to accept their truth, their story, at face value, and not be judgmental, not give my freaking massive ego opinion. And I don't think I'm that way, but they didn't need that, and I wasn't about to do it. And the good thing is, it made me contemplate some of the events of my own life and think how there's things. Let me say this way. When things happen in life, there's some things you can fix, and then there's things you can't fix. You just can't fix it. And the things you can change, the things you can fix and make better or improve on or correct, yeah, focus on that. And the things you can't fix, well, maybe you can turn that into a teachable moment, a cautionary tale for someone else, a morality story, a morality play to help somebody else maybe avoid the same pitfalls. But the truth, the ugly, sad truth is there's nothing you can do about it. There's gonna be events in life that just, man, they just happen. Things just happen. It's nature. It's not the will of somebody outside of our understanding. It's not supernatural. It's not fate. It's not even karma. It's just part of life. Things happen in life. We get entangled and intertwined with many other creatures and many other situations that are completely out of our control. You know, from a random silly car accident. And they are. Car accidents are just stupid mistakes. Sometimes, you know, like if you're if you're a drunk driver or an irrational driver that's not, shouldn't be behind the wheel, yes, you could say that that's intentional to a degree, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the stupid accidents of day-to-day life. You know, you looked right, you look left, and you forgot to look right again. You know, or the guy was going 45 miles an hour in a 25, and you thought he was going slower. You misjudged the speed of the car. You thought you could make the light. You blew a stop sign. A deer jumps out in front of you. You know? There's nothing any of us can do about these dumb, stupid mistakes. And it's really not that far off when it comes to entanglements and involvement of interaction between living creatures. It's just like a car wreck. I know that might sound weird. A car wreck is like a human relationship. It kind of is. When everything's going well and everybody's getting along and everybody's obeying the law and the speed limit and everybody's going in the same direction, relationships are fine. But when somebody decides to break the rules, speed up, run a stop sign, excuse me, I gotta get a drink. Carbonated drink here. Feels good. You know, when you start driving outside the lines, you take a mirror off, you sideswipe a car, someone gets hurt. You know, and what is road rage? What is close driving? What is, you know, brake checking? You know, people flipping each other off, people yelling at each other, people cussing each other out. Where's it all? What is it? It's human beings driving outside the lines. You know, the lines are there for a reason, to keep people all going in the same direction and keep everybody safe, both pedestrian and drivers. But when somebody decides to drive outside the lines or push their way through the line, conflict is going to happen. And when you're entangled with somebody in life that decides they'd rather fight and argue and be mean and cruel than loving and protecting and nurturing, there's not a lot you can do about it. And looking down at your shoes or being a judgmental prick or rolling your eyes is not going to help the person when they're looking for help and absolution and freedom from this pain that the memory and the story brings to them. They're asking for somebody just to listen. They just want to be heard. They just want to get it off their chest. And it's not easy. It isn't. So whenever I can tell when somebody is really hurting and they want to talk, I try to sit there and look right at them and I just let them put it out there. And maybe I offer too many opinions, but in general I think I'm a good listener and I wait and see if they need some feedback. And I ask maybe simple questions that maybe I don't understand something they quite the way they said it. But I don't like to interject, you know. I don't like to guide the conversation. I let them explain the story. And sometimes it's not always, you know, explained in a linear fashion. Sometimes they jump around and you have to put things together and pieces back in the right place. I have some friends that I can go to and talk to, and I always feel like I'm taking advantage of them by spilling my guts or just telling them something that I am having trouble dealing with. And I always feel a little twinge of guilt, and not shame as much as guilty, that I feel like I'm taking advantage of the friend. But I've always been told it's okay, and they're still my friend. So why am I letting myself be punished? Why am I always thinking it's a mistake to let myself be vulnerable? Well, part of it is because I think I'm unloading my trash onto them. I'm a hoarder, and I've hoarded my house full of bad memories and images and situations in history that are piling up in the room until it's packed full of this garbage. The house is hoarded and full. And the only way to get rid of it is to con one of your friends or two over and confess all your sins, show them the room, and have them help you unload it. But in the process of unloading all this garbage from the room, you get your friend all dirty and sweaty, and they're covered in dust and dirt, debris and paper cuts, and their back hurts, and they find things that, hey, I could use that and take it home with them. Sure, go ahead, take it home. So I'm offloading my garbage literally onto a friend. Not everything goes in the dumpster. Some of the stuff ends up being repurposed or rehomed. And then you feel like, at the end of the day, maybe you stuck your friend with a bad situation because now they're continuing it, carrying it on, taking it with them. I don't like that. I try to avoid that. And one of the ways I've learned to avoid that is when somebody does come to me and listen, or ask me to listen to them, I don't try to do anything but do exactly what I just said. Listen. I don't offer opinions. I don't show them where they made mistakes. I don't act judgmental, and I don't tell them, wow, that's, you know, boy, you really screwed up there. I try to get them to see that even though it was an ugly, horrible situation, there might be some silver linings in there. There might be some positive ways to look at things. And maybe some good things come out of it. I do think you get stronger from the experiences you have in life that, well, like they say, if it doesn't kill you, it tends to make you stronger. It certainly makes you smarter. It makes you a lot less innocent and maybe a little wiser for next time. And is there anything wrong with that? If we can't learn from our mistakes, we're doomed to repeat them. So, sometimes, as sad as it is, going through a trouble or turbulent situation can end up being a life-saving event because you learned how to avoid it again. And instead of luck, surviving it through luck or just chance, you survive it because you kept it from happening again in the first place. I know it's not a big positive, but sometimes that's all people need to hear, is that it really wasn't their fault. It was a screw-up. It was an accident. It was a dumb mistake. And you know what? Every single one of us on this planet has done the same thing or worse. We've all screwed up. And the difference is, the survivors, the smart ones, they get wise. They get smarter. And they get busy living. It's not always easy. But they are the ones who help others avoid the same pitfalls and protect others as well as themselves. What more could you ask for someone? You know, it's not easy sitting here with all of you and opening up myself and not sharing my problems, not sharing the events of the last couple weeks with you directly, but still sharing some of my pain and some of my anguish. And that old guilty feeling creeps in. And it's not easy listening to you opening up to me and telling me some really heavy stuff, some past events in your life that were really horrible. You just want to talk. You just want to get it off your chest. And instead of guilt, instead of anguish, I feel the sadness of what you went through. I feel the hopelessness of how you couldn't escape the situation. And I feel honored. I feel honored that you chose me to help you. That means a lot. You start every video and podcast that you do on this channel saying, "I am Dr. Andrew Michaels, and I am here to help you." You do this every time. Well, are you? Are you really here to help everyone, Dr. Andrew Michaels, or just when it suits you? I have a lot to prove. I have a lot to prove. And I try and go out and do it every day. Every day, I try to make this world just a little bit better. And every day I try to help somebody unload their garbage out of that room of their house and get it straight into a dumpster where it belongs. I'm not taking it home, and neither are you. It's going straight in the dumpster. We're cleaning that room out. It might take a few times, but we'll get it empty. And there's more dumpsters where that one come from. There's plenty of room at the landfill for all the garbage. Might not seem like it, but there is. And we need to remember that. We need to be there for those in our life that need us. And as silly as it sounds, maybe we can make this planet a little bit better, one story at a time, just by being a good listener. I hope you feel the same way I do. And I also hope that if you ever need someone to talk to, just listen. You give me a call. Because I'll always be here to help you. I will. My name is Dr. Andrew Michaels. And I am here to help you. I'll always help you. And there'll always be someone like me to help you. So don't be afraid to reach out for help. And find someone to listen. Remember that. Okay? All right. Now you take care. When I see you again. Until I see you again. Please have a most blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for ASMR Tirar de Juego. Please take a moment to share this podcast with someone who might enjoy it and to rate or review it on your podcast player of choice. Those small things only take a few minutes, and they really do help our podcast grow. If you are interested in additional ASMR content, you may view our library of videos at youtube.com/tirardejuego. We have also started uploading earlier podcast episodes to YouTube. Another one goes up every Thursday night at youtube.com/ASMR Tirar de Juego. Links to connect with us on social media and to take a look at our merchandise can be found in the show notes. The theme song Atlantis is by Jason Shaw of Audionautix.com and is used by permission. Correspondence, including questions or requests, may be sent to tirardejuego@gmail.com. On behalf of Dr. Andrew Michaels and his entire staff, thank you.